This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also, breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. And the best trading card brands, Prism, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour two on this Monday. Hour one flew by, talking about what happened at the Academy Awards last night. I don't know if there was a sports parallel to what happened with Chris Rock on stage last night, and Will Smith came on stage and then slapped him. He didn't punch him, he slapped him. I've been to a lot of ESPYs. Nothing like that ever happened backstage. Now, Norm MacDonald, the late Norm MacDonald, did insult some people. And I thought that Ken Griffey Jr. might want to come on stage, and John Elway might want to come on stage, but they were in rows. So you'd have to go, excuse me. Will Smith is sitting sort of like in a couch cubicle area, and he's the closest to the stage of all the celebrities. So it was basically three steps, he's on the stage right there in Chris Rock's face. In case you missed it last night, this is what it sounded like.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it, all right? That was a nice one. Okay. I'm out here. Uh-oh. Richard. Oh, wow. Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me.
Keep my wife's name out your mouth.
Wow, dude.
Yes.
It was a G.I. Jane jump.
Keep my wife's name out your No!
I'm going to, okay? Okay. That was the greatest night in the history of television. Okay.
Oh, he was ready to go all in on Will and thought better of it because, hey, I'm still out here as a presenter. I got to have best documentary coming up here. First of all, the audience thinks it's part of the bit. This is a joke. But when Will drops a couple F-bombs, that's when everybody knows this is serious. But we didn't hear it at home. We had it muted, so it was dead silence, which sounds like, you know, it's 5 minutes. And then you realize that Will means business here. Even though he was laughing at the joke, and then he looked to his wife, and she wasn't laughing. And then all of a sudden he decides, now I'm going to defend her honor. And that's where Chris Rock, in my mind, is thinking, so you're going to smack me? You could have smacked somebody else who was involved with your wife recently. And I guess we'll never know. Well, we might know. But maybe Chris is going to try to move on from this. But Fritzy did call for Will Smith and Chris Rock.
How awkward.
I know. Yeah. Yes, what is this what does this pertain to? Maybe the last night's Academy Awards. Yeah.
Yes. Want to talk about their careers?
Yes. Yeah,
have we called for Jada? That's who I really want to hear from.
You know what? I didn't tell Todd to call Jada. Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight will join us in an hour from now. He was there for the festivities. You know, Fritzy goes, hey, should we have Kevin Frazier on? He's in our bracket challenge. You know, we always have him on after the Academy Awards. I said, well, there's no real great picture, any drama there. But you know what? Let's have Kevin on. We always have him on, and he talks about the after parties. Lo and behold, we strike gold with Kevin Frazier, who was there last night. And I'm going to guess he crossed paths with Will Smith and Chris Rock. And Jada as well. So he'll join us coming up. As we do, always do every Monday, best and worst of the weekend, what you saw that you liked, you didn't like. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. It is a showcase of the immortals on the grandest stage of them all. Don't miss the most stupendous two-night WrestleMania in history, streaming April 2nd and 3rd, only on Peacock. Go to peacocktv.com. Sign up now. We say hello to those watching on Peacock. That's our streaming partner. Also, those listening on iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio lineup, and our great radio affiliates around the country. Seton O'Connor, poll results from hour one, and are we staying with that?
We put up last hour, who you got for March Madness. Right now, Duke, 38% of the vote, followed by Kansas. North Carolina and Villanova basically splitting the rest.
Okay. Yeah, you got some people who have the Final Four. They went with the Blue Bloods there, got all four. And if you look at in the last 40 years, these schools have won 15 of those last 40 national championships here. Yes.
It's almost like if you got rid of seeding and just picked on teams based on their reputation and their history, this is exactly who you would have come out with.
All right, we'll get to your phone calls coming up. Once Deshaun Watson's trade to Cleveland was made official, everybody knew Baker Mayfield's name in Cleveland was up for grabs around the league. We don't know how long it's going to take, but it's an offseason that's been really fast-paced, and the Baker trade is taking some time. And a lot of this has to do with, did Baker play his hand? Did he talk himself out of Cleveland? Did he think he could get another job? And these other jobs were filled up, and is Cleveland asking too much? And, you know, I guess if you look at what any underperformed, too, any played in pain. But the situation isn't as bad for Baker as you might think, because he'll make his salary no matter what happens this season. That's a little over $18 million. NFL teams could also play hardball with Cleveland until the Browns are forced to release him. I think if he wants to get a job, if the Browns cut him, then you're going to get that opportunity. But Baker picking a landing spot, probably not going to happen. And trying to get that long-term contract, going to be tougher as well. I was also very interested in what Deshaun Watson was going to do last Friday, because you were either going to have a statement and maybe just talk football-related questions, take those. But he was up there and answered all the questions. And he stood in front of the media there in Cleveland as if he is innocent until proven guilty. He was asked why he used so many massage therapists.
Yeah, I can't get too far into detail because there's an ongoing investigation still. But I can say that with this now day and age, especially with my age group, social media is a big business part that goes into it. So that's, you know, a factor into it.
All right. Vague on purpose. On his contract not affecting the decision to go to the Browns.
I didn't know about the contract until I told my agent that I wanted to come and be a Cleveland Brown. That was secondary. That was after the fact that we spoke on the phone with AB and Kevin and the Haslam family. That had nothing to do with me choosing the Cleveland Browns.
Okay. The report was that he had ruled out Cleveland. Tom Pelissero, the NFL Network, said that he ruled out Cleveland, ruled out Carolina, didn't want to play in Cleveland in that weather. And then all of a sudden they gave an offer he couldn't refuse. But, you know, that's his word. He said that he didn't even know what the contract was. Also, that his first year he's making a little over $1 million. And the speculation is, okay, you're going to be suspended. Therefore, they can only take away game checks from that $1 million, not your signing bonus, not anything else attached to it. And Seton said, I think other quarterbacks have done this and not been in trouble. So Seton did some research, and he points out that this season coming up, Aaron Rodgers is going to earn a base salary of just over $1 million. He had a signing bonus of $40 million. A workout bonus of $50,000. So this is, you know, a game plan to help with the salary cap. But I think the initial upfront reaction to Deshaun Watson is, well, of course he'll take $1 million because that's all you're going to be able to take. If you're going to suspend him, that's where the game checks come out of. Deshaun Watson also had this to say about any regrets.
I don't have any regrets. Like I said before, the things that are off the field right now that came up, you know, caught me by surprise because I never did anything that these people are alleging.
And he doesn't have to address it again until we have some kind of finality to this. That if he settles, if he doesn't settle, if he's found innocent, if these cases go away. But, you know, I give him credit that he stood up there and answered questions when if you said I was going to advise him, I would have been, just read a statement. Got an ongoing investigation. Out of respect to all involved in this, I don't want to talk about that, but I'll talk about the decision to come to Cleveland, or I'm excited about the Browns, not playing for a year, whatever it might be. I'll talk football. But he left himself out there, and I thought he handled it pretty well. I mean, he was vague. He was vague on purpose, but I certainly understand that. Jay Billis is going to join us coming up, talk about what's happened, and man, TNT and CBS got to be thrilled that Duke and North Carolina will be in the Final Four playing each other. Given it's this year and it's Coach K, I can't think of a better scenario. Duke and North Carolina. If only they could have made it the national title game. You know, for Coach K, maybe CBS will do that. We're going to reseed this, and it's Duke and North Carolina playing in the national title. Well, wait a minute. You got Villanova and Kansas. Yeah. But that's kind of the runner-up game. Yeah, boy. And you got those coaches, Kansas, Bill Self, Jay Wright at Villanova. These guys can coach, man. And give credit to Hubert Davis. I mean, he'd just taken the job. And they got better and better and better, and that's what's scary. But so is Duke. Duke has gotten better, but I'll let Billis tell us about that. He's the expert. He'll join us coming up. And as I mentioned, Kevin Frazier, who was covering the Academy Awards for Entertainment Tonight, will join us coming up in a little less than an hour from now. Yes, Paulie?
I was watching last night, and you know, ABC goes off the air, and you're just jonesing for a live after show or some type of live second screen show around the Oscars because you had to go to, like, to E, and they were just joking about outfits and stuff like that. Yeah, you wish there was like cameras at the parties, the after parties, and hear what people are talking about.
And I've been to the Academy Awards one year. This was Saving Private Ryan. And you have to decide which party you were going to go to. And we went to a party where it was the Saving Private Ryan party. Tom Hanks won, Saving Private Ryan did not win. And I remember it was almost like you were at a funeral. Because you're going, well, there's Tom Hanks. He's got his Academy Award, but nobody else is celebrating. And it was like, hey, Tom, you know. And I remember the other one was, what was the Gwyneth Paltrow movie, Shakespeare in Love?
I'm not aware of that movie.
So, yeah, of course you're not. And my wife said, well, we should go to that party instead. I said, no, you know, this is a big, you know. Shakespeare in Love won. And I do love love. And you know I love Gwyneth Paltrow. I've got all of the goop. And World War II movies, okay, come on. Yeah. How many times you get to see a World War II movie? Oh, boy, it was bad. Because Shakespeare in Love won, and then we were at this other party. And I remember this A Simple Plan, the Billy Bob Thornton movie.
Bill Paxton.
Which is a great movie. Bridget Fonda, it's a great movie. And I'm there talking to a guy who's an actor, and I apologize for not remembering his name. He's the guy who got shot with a shotgun. I spent 30 minutes at this party talking, because it was kind of quiet in there. Not much celebrating. And even though you're seeing people walking by and you go, I think that's, isn't that? Yeah, Paulie.
In the movie A Simple Plan, not to give anything away, one of the characters gets shot with a shotgun.
Yeah.
It's the actor, earmuffed if you haven't seen it, Bill Briscoe.
Yes.
Yeah. Brent Briscoe.
Yes.
Character actor, longtime character.
Yes. That's who I talked to at the party for about 30 minutes. Couldn't have been nicer.
Very independent of you.
Yes, it was. But I didn't, like, I was just trying to talk to somebody just to say I was talking to somebody. And I didn't remember him, and then he came up and started talking to me, and then I realized he's the guy who got shot with a shotgun. Well, there's only so much time you can spend talking to somebody who gets shot with a shotgun in a movie like that. Like, how did it feel? Did you have any great moments?
Did that hurt when they shot you? Did that hurt?
Did you think Bridget Fonda was pretty? Yeah, I didn't do well there. You know, I don't do well with small talk, certainly with, Hollywood people. All right, let me take a break. More phone calls coming up, best and worst of the weekend. Jay Billis will join us coming up. And then Kevin Frazier in an hour from now, recapping the Academy Awards. We're back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. And now a message from Discover about real rewards. If you're a loyal credit card customer, you should be rewarded for your loyalty. Preferably you have somebody who's going to be there when you need them. And you get rewarded for cashback match. Discover matches all the cashback you earn at the end of your first year automatically. Dollar for dollar, because when it comes to rewards, you can't go wrong with cashback. Finally, rewards, that makes sense. Discover exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/yes. Limitations apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform. slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. More phone calls coming up, best and worst of the weekend. What you saw that you liked, you didn't like. Spent way too much time talking about Will Smith and Chris Rock. But how can you not? I don't know if there's a sports analogy with that. Of all those ESPYs that I went to, all of those years, we never had any drama like that, that somebody was upset that they didn't win an ESPY. And you know, Dennis Miller, who else? Norm MacDonald, like they took shots at these sports figures. And you'd think an athlete is really competitive. They'd want to go up there and get physical there. Jay Billis joining us, the ESPN college basketball analyst. Did you watch what happened at the Academy Awards last night, Jay?
I just saw it on social media, and there were two things that popped out to me. One was in the sports context. The only thing I could think of was Jim Everett going after Jim Rome. Oh, actually, that was on ESPN Air, I think, yeah. When Jim Rome had a TV show on ESPN2, I think. And then the other was when David Stern almost took a swing at you during the NBA draft.
That is true.
I think he really, if he was within reach, that would have been a slap.
Good call with Romy and Jim Everett. Chris Everett.
Yeah, that was so ridiculous. We don't know that professional athletes can kick our ass anytime they want to. We know.
You are 15th in our bracket challenge, your final four, Arizona, Gonzaga, Kentucky, and Wisconsin. How do you explain yourself, Jay?
Well, there's one area where I was right, Dan, and that is before the tournament started, I had said that there was nobody truly powerful this year like we had last year with Gonzaga and Baylor. So I felt like there was going to be some volatility, but I think I said there were eight teams only that could win this thing, and that was it. And there are a bunch of teams that can get through their bracket, get to an Elite Eight. That can happen. Now, did I see St. Peter's coming? No. And would I have been like, if they put that back on the board, Kentucky, St. Peter's, and I knew the outcome, I still might take Kentucky because it seems so crazy that would happen. But I really believe that our Sweet 16 this year was 13 power conference teams, Gonzaga and Houston, both in the Final Four last year. And the only real little guy was St. Peter's. And so while we were celebrating St. Peter's, and we should, we'll always remember that and always celebrate it. You know, the idea that that anybody can win this thing, anybody can win a game. And anybody can get through a bracket if something happens in your bracket. But winning the whole thing is a different ball game, and I think we see that in the Final Four that we have.
Yeah, because I've said this before that we sort of love those stories, we love the madness, but it's really hard to win six consecutive games unless you play in a conference where you're playing tough opponents every single night and you're going to go against different styles. St. Peter's a wonderful team, and they were sort of creating, you know, the atmosphere that you had to adapt to them. But you know, eventually you're going to run into these teams. I mean, North Carolina. That's a damn good team, and I think we missed the headline when they beat North Carolina or beat Duke at Duke with Coach K's last game, because I came away going, nobody's talking about North Carolina's performance. They're talking about how could Duke lose at home. For those who haven't seen North Carolina, how would you explain that?
Well, as you know, they have a new coach this year, Hubert Davis. His first year as a head coach, but he's 50 years old and has been in the game forever, and he's got crazy experience in basketball. And I think early on, they had a different way of playing than Carolina's played in the past. It's more a spread offense, a lot of ball screens, pick and roll stuff, pick and pop stuff. And they've got a stretch four in Brady Manick, who transferred in from Oklahoma, who knocks down threes. So it's not the traditional Carolina team that pounds you inside with two traditional low post guys, and they pound the glass. And people seem to forget that Carolina, they got into the tournament last year, but Wisconsin blew their doors off in the first round. I mean, they beat them by like 30. So it wasn't like Hubert Davis inherited this great team. So early on, they struggled. And when they played really good teams like Purdue, Tennessee, Villanova, they got beat bad, like 20-point losses. And at one point in their losses, they were giving up over 90 points a game. And it was probably toward the end of January, Dan, where they started to bow up and fight back. And I think Hubert Davis, I remember him telling me this before that last Duke game in Cameron, Coach K's last game in Cameron. He said he had told the team, I think it was some sort of Bible verse. You can tell how much I'm reading the Bible these days. But he said, we have to plant our feet, stand our ground, and fight. And that's who they've been ever since. And they're very good. They're not playing like an eight seed. I know that. And they're formidable because they have size. And they made St. Peter's look, frankly, like a MAC team, which they didn't look like against Purdue and Kentucky and Murray State. They looked a lot better than that. And Carolina made them look pretty average. I mean, they didn't even score 50 points in that game. Didn't even threaten to score 50. Carolina took them apart. It wasn't even close.
I thought maybe that final game at Cameron Indoor for that Duke team, the moment was too big for them. And maybe they didn't understand the enormity of it. And it, you know, you're almost giving 100 points up to North Carolina. It feels like they're growing up right before our very eyes, where they do understand the magnitude of this, that they know the next game could be the last game for Coach K. Because, man, in the final 5 minutes of some of these games, they hit big shots. Coach K, you could hear the emotion. Like, he's watching them grow up before his very eyes.
Yeah, there's part of this, Dan, that's kind of hard to explain, because I don't think it was just the last game against North Carolina. I mean, you know, commentators like me had been saying earlier in the year, this is an old school defensive team, Duke defensive team, you know, getting out in passing lanes, disrupting. And, you know, you look at their numbers and you're going, they don't force any turnovers at all, really. They were a very low turnover forcing team. I mean, they're good defensively, but they weren't great. And especially toward the end of the year, I mean, they got taken apart by North Carolina in the second round, in that last game. And then they went to the ACC tournament, and I don't think they played very well there at all. Like, you know, they beat Syracuse and Miami, and then they got taken apart pretty good by Virginia Tech, which Carolina did too. But they didn't look good. And I didn't have them advancing past Texas Tech in the bracket because of how they looked and how I felt they were playing. And I know I wasn't alone in that. So your point about growing up before our eyes, I think they probably did some growing up in practice when they got back from Brooklyn, from the ACC tournament. But they're playing like, if you were blindfolded the whole year and dropped into the postseason only in the NCAA tournament, you just watched tournament games. Like, I would say they've looked the best of any team in the tournament. Like, nobody's played consistently as well as they have through the four games that have been played. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to carry over to next week. And honestly, I can't imagine, you know, how all the baggage of Duke Carolina playing in the semifinal and all the attention that's going to go with that is going to affect play and affect the winner in the championship game, because there's one of those two teams is going to the title game. And I wouldn't mind being Kansas right now saying, you guys go have your little Hatfield McCoy match and go to as many overtimes as you want. We'll play the JV game and see you on Monday night and quietly go into that. Because how many times have we seen this where we think the de facto champion's playing in one semi, the winner that's going to win the thing, or one gets more attention, and then a team out of the other bracket winds up winning it?
Well, it's like the ALCS when the Red Sox in 04 beat the Yankees, and then we thought, well, they're of course going to win the World Series, which they did against the Cardinals, but we thought that was the World Series. We're talking to Jay Billis, who's joining us on the program. I have to admit, I tuned in during commercial break, and I saw the commercial with Spike Lee and Barkley's in there and Samuel L. Jackson, and then it's Jim Nance with the bald head. I thought it was you for a second. Do you take that as a compliment?
I think Jim should.
You got a nice noggin. See, I don't. If I go bald, it's not going to look good. But
I think it would look good.
No,
think you're undervaluing the power of the dome. And, you know, I tried to hang on to it for as long as I could. And I never got to any comb over stage or anything like that, but tried to keep a little stubble up there. And then I finally said, you know what? I'm bald and I got to live with it. And I didn't want to have the wraparound hair that old guys do,
yeah.
You know, when you're completely, completely bald up top, but you got a little wraparound thing, whatever they call that. I didn't want to do that. So I don't care. Clearly I don't care what I look like anymore. and my wife claims she's not going anywhere. So, I figured what the hell, and it is easier. Like it's so much easier than it used to be.
But if you could have a full head of hair, but you were 5'9".
Oh, I'd take that in 2 seconds for two reasons. One, because hair is great. I mean, I really enjoyed hair and I still have it in a baggie in my bathroom drawer. And I look at it every once in a while. But the other part is I'm 6'8" tall and finding pants is not an easy thing. I would like to be able to go into a store and just get a pair of pants. But every time I walk into a store and look at pants, they're like, nope, not going to happen. And so I'd like to be able to get a pair of pants.
I would just wear your warm-ups from Duke.
Those don't fit anymore. Those were a little tight back in the day.
Ooh.
And my kid wore them for Halloween one year, and it was grotesque. I can't believe the crap we wore, like the little short shorts and all that stuff. It wasn't a good look.
Did you ever get punched on the floor?
I got elbowed a bunch. I don't know that I ever, no, I never got punched. I did. Rick Barnes reminds me of this all the time. We played against George Mason my freshman year, and a guy named Carlos Yates, who I think at the time was leading the nation in scoring, elbowed me in the face and knocked my front two teeth out. And because it was over the Christmas break, I couldn't get him replaced right away. So when my teammates and I would go out, the drinking age was 18 back then in North Carolina, where we'd go out at night during the holiday break. All my teammates would introduce me to good looking girls, like, hey, meet my friend Jay. And I'm like, really? You know, and I looked like a hockey player. It was really bad.
You didn't meet your wife then, did you?
I met her after I got my teeth fixed. I met my wife but I had hair back then. I had a lot going for me.
You had good hair.
I had great hair. Yeah. It was spectacular.
Yeah, it was. You go back to the White Shadow when you make your cameo. Man, that guy killed back then. He slayed back then. Surfer hair.
Yeah, I don't really call it a cameo, Dan. It was really a starring role. I played Larson of Oak Ridge High, where Reese transferred to Oak Ridge, an all-white high school. And it was really moving when he took his uniform off at the end and went back to Carver while we were warming up. And I thought all those guys, I don't know if we've talked about this before, but I thought all the actors in that were around our age. I was like 16 maybe when we did that. And all of them were like smoking during breaks. They were all like in their 30s and none of them could play dead. The only guy that could play was the actor that played Coolidge. All the other guys were actors only and could not play at all.
Great to catch up with you as always. And you'll be calling the games ESPN International?
Yes, I've been working on all my different languages and my NIL deals in Latvia are coming in. You wouldn't believe it. It's unbelievable.
I'm very proud of you, Jay. You've come a long way. Thank you, Jay.
Thanks, Dan.
That's Jay Billis, ESPN college basketball analyst. He'll be calling the games for ESPN International. Yes, Paul.
I was shocked by his answer. 5'9 and great hair, or 6'7 and Jay has a very nice skull and bald. I think more people would want to be 6'7 and bald.
I've been around guys who are really tall, and I feel bad for them because when you're playing and people care about you and accommodate you, it's when you're done and you're 7'4. Like if you said 6'7, like 6'6 is as far as I would want to go. But you get to be 6'7, 6'8, and I still go back to what Bill Walton never fully admitted to me, but he's listed at 6'11. He was always 6'11. And I stood next to Bill, and I said, Bill, you're not 6'11. He goes, yes, I am. And he said, if you were a 7-footer, you were considered a freak. And he said, I would always say I was 6'11. I think Bill's close to 7'2. A couple of phone calls in here, best and worst of the weekend. Todd in Illinois joining us. Hi, Todd.
Hey, good morning. I love your show, guys. Best of the weekend for me is that the Cardinals re-signed Albert Pujols for 1 year. I get to see him and Molina one last run. I know they're not going to do anything, but it may be fun to see. The worst of the weekend, the St. Louis Cardinals signed Albert Pujols, and I know we're not going to do anything because they signed Albert Pujols. So.
Yep.
And I had a poll question suggestion for you, and mine is, do you think that the events last night were staged?
No. No. In the moment, I thought there's something going on between these two, but and you see Will laughing, and then he realizes his wife is not, and then all of a sudden he goes up there. Now I'm thinking, okay, he's got to defend her honor. How do you defend her honor? And then he takes a slap at him, and then you hear it, and I go, oh, that's not staged. And then Rock is trying to laugh, but also trying to process this. Like, what the hell just, we're at the Academy Awards. And then Will starts swearing and yelling. Now, the first time he says it, the crowd's laughing. They think it's a skit. And then you realize it wasn't. So, no, I don't think that was scripted. We'll talk to Kevin Frazier, top of the hour. He was there last night for Entertainment Tonight. Albert Pujols spent 11 years with the Cardinals. They spent $114 million on him. In those 11 years, he had Rookie of the Year, 3 MVPs, top 5, 10 times, 9 All-Star games, and 6 Silver Slugger Awards. That's what you got in 11 years. Now, he's a Hall of Famer with those 11 years. 7 playoff appearances, 2 titles. The Angels, 9 years, $194 million. He was in 1 All-Star game and never finished higher than 17th in the MVP voting awards. So he became maybe a little better than an average player. Yeah, I think the Cardinals bringing him back home. You got your bargain with Albert Pujols and you bring him back home. Yeah, it's kind of a nice way to end a career. Yeah, Paulie?
Remember that was a big deal in the time we were on the air and people thought out of loyalty, Albert Pujols did, the Cardinals should set him up, and when they let him go, people were pretty salty. Like, what are the Cardinals doing? The Cardinals haven't won a World Series since, but they've been to 7 playoffs since they let Albert Pujols go.
The only way you validate Albert Pujols with the Angels was winning a World Series. And, you know, that's what they were trying to do. They didn't get close. But with Pujols, you had to give him that money for him to leave. I think the Angels made the Cardinals' decision really easy. It's like, we'd love to keep you, but we can't match that kind of money. And he took the money. First ballot Hall of Famer. Terrence in Texas. Hey, Terrence, best and worst of the weekend.
Hey, Dan, thanks for taking my call. Worst of the weekend, watched my Red Raiders lose to Duke. Man, I'd love to see Coach K go out on top now. I have a question after this about that. My best of the weekend is watching Texas's new daddy, Kurt Wilson, walk-off steal in the 10th inning on Friday, and then a walk-off grand salami on Saturday. Yeah. It was a fantastic time to watch Texas Tech absolutely own the University of Texas.
Yeah, I watched the highlights of that. Stole home to win the game and then had a grand slam to win the game after that. Nick in Iowa, then we'll take a break. Hi, Nick.
Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking my call. A couple best for the weekend. Entertainment-wise, nobody else is going to talk about the Oscars unless the Will Smith, Chris Rock slap happened. But the tournament was the best. The games were very close, very good, except for yesterday. In the worst of the weekend, unfortunately, the passing of Taylor Hawkins, Foo Fighters. He's such a great musician, and sad to see him.
Thanks for the phone call, Nick. Never saw the Foo Fighters in concert, but I knew that he had an incredible reputation with fellow drummers. Died at the age of 50. And it's one of those where you see the headline and it said, you know, Taylor Hawkins' best performances. And I thought, wait, why are they talking about his best performances? And then you read and then you realize he's passed away at age 50. And they were in South America, I think, getting ready to perform, do a show. But, that one was pretty shocking. All right, we'll come back. Our best and worst of the weekend. And once again, we'll check in with Kevin Frazier, the host of Entertainment Tonight. He was at the Academy Awards last night. Get his thoughts on what happened and then what happened at the after parties. We're back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Mic check. Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now. using the promo code DP Show and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DP Show. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Now Thompson, the leading goal scorer for Buffalo. Tied down with Skinner. A steal by Kopp. Kopp comes in. Top to Lafreniere. Down the middle. He scores! DeAndre Miller wins it in overtime!
That was the first overtime winner for the Rangers. First round pick from 2018. MSG Network is the courtesy there. Discover real credit card questions require real people. Somebody who understands your issues works to resolve them with you. That's why Discover offers helpful U.S.-based representatives available 24/7. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Some reaction to what happened at the Academy Awards last night. Kendrick Perkins of the Mothership. Y'all can say what y'all want about Will Smith, but need to learn that a lot of people don't play about their wife or children. Real talk. Chandler Jones got in one little fight, and we all got scared. Steph Curry, that was loud, like a slap on the other channel. Let's see. What else do we have here? Any other reaction? Deion Sanders weighed in on that as well. It's like everybody got an opinion on this. The writer, Nicole Auerbach, weird that Will Smith wasn't immediately ejected for targeting and forced to miss the first half of next year's Oscars. That's pretty good.
All right.
Bradley Beal smacked the taste right out of his mouth. Lamar Jackson, he slapped that boy, FR, or am I tripping? Here's Deion Sanders. Did I just see what I just saw? Will Smith punched Chris Rock live on stage. Somebody tell me this was a joke, please. Chris took it like a stand-up guy, literally. Wow, wow, wow. Lord, help us. Please help us. Love each other, especially in front of company.
Could have said that an hour earlier would have helped.
Especially in front of company. It's
yeah,
so funny.
Yeah. Hey, you're not in front of company? Then, whatever happens, happens. Let's see, a couple more phone calls here. Tammy in Michigan. Hi, Tammy. What's on your mind today?
Hi, how you doing?
Hi,
I'm good, thank you.
Yep.
5'1", 22. I just got to say, if anybody called me G.I. Jane or compared me to her, I'd be honored because her body rocks.
Oh, she's one of the most beautiful women in the world. Demi Moore at G.I. Jane? I'd be like, hell yeah, bring it on. I know Chris didn't understand the condition that he had, that she has the alopecia, that she's losing her hair. I'm guessing that he did not know that. But, yeah, if you said your wife looks like Demi Moore in G.I. Jane, you know, on surface, you're going, all right, pretty good. And then it's just one of those where have you ever laughed at a joke and then your wife's not laughing and then you realize that you got to stop laughing? It's like, he better stop saying that or I'm going to go up on stage. Why don't you go up on stage? I'm going on stage. Yes.
It's especially tough when your first instinct to just about everything is to laugh first. You know what I mean? Like if I feel uncomfortable or awkward, I'm like, something's funny. Something said. You just kind of laugh first. And I'm like, well, how do I react to this?
Yes, Paulie.
But then you have that car ride from Tim and Becky's house home. Yeah. And it's dead silence. And all your wife's like, so Tim's a funny guy, huh?
He can be, but when he went over the edge and the next time I see him, I'm going to give him a piece of my mind. Yeah. Why don't you give him a piece of your fist? Well, no, that's not how I am. You know, I'm a vessel here on this earth and I'm just here to love people.
I am overwhelmed.
There's a lot of angles to this, but I feel like you hijack the moment there for that next award. And also for all the great work that was done with that movie and Venus and Serena telling their story. Yes, Todd.
And it's Chris Rock, you know, so that's, you got to weigh that in a little bit. He's a comedian. It's not like Adrian Brody said it. Then it's like, whoa, was this guy taking shots at my wife? It's Chris Rock.
But Adrian Brody is not going to deliver a line like that. Nobody's going, man, Adrian Brody's going to do stand-up. Can't wait. Great actor. But you're not there to hear Adrian Brody. How many times does somebody serious get up there and they make a joke? They usually don't. They stare straight ahead at that prompter. And they read. You can watch their head moving. They're going line by line. Don't want to screw this up. Yeah, Paul.
Amy Schumer was up there earlier, and she's talking about the different movies. And she's like, how great it is that she said something like, it's great to see a movie about strong women. And it's great that Hollywood made a movie about Venus and Serena Williams' dad. Dad.
Troy in Utah. Hi, Troy. What's on your mind today?
Dan, first time, long time. Appreciate the call.
Well, thank you, Troy. You called me.
Yeah, that's true. 61195.
Okay.
9.5.
All right.
If I can add one more thing, April 5th of the 2022 Dan Patrick calendar. Oh. My best is bringing Jay Billis to the Bald Club and apparently Jada. And also, I have a mock headline theme song, if you're ready.
Sure, why not?
Here we go. Mock. Yeah. Head. Yeah.
No. We already did Mockingbird.
It's like what started it.
Yeah, that's how I started this. I went into the room with a big German, and he went, Mock. Yeah. And I went, headline. Yeah. And then I came out and I said, Todd, mock headline theme songs. Let's go.
Keep up, Troy.
Yeah. You're better than that, Troy.
Get just trying to call in like I was supposed to.
Yeah. I saw this from Vic Tafer, who covers the Raiders for The Athletic. Josh McDaniels said the Raiders are trying to build around Derek Carr as far as extension talks. Derek's going to have to make decisions about what's best for him, and we want to try to do what's right for our team. There will be a sweet spot in there, hopefully, for everybody. Okay, now I like this. This is where if you're Derek Carr, you go, okay, I don't want to price myself out of here. I'm with my college teammate in Davante Adams. We went to the playoffs. We can build on this. Let's not get greedy. Maybe you get that sweet spot around $32 million, $34 million. I like that. Close out the second hour with our friends from Sleep Number. How did you sleep last night? Good quality sleep is important, but so is getting enough sleep. Sleep duration is how long you slept compared to your sleep goal, which should be somewhere between 7 and 9 hours, as recommended by sleep experts. And I include Sleep Number in with those sleep experts, because sleepers who routinely use their Sleep Number 360 smart bed features get almost 100 hours more proven quality sleep per year. What could you do with all of that time, that energy you get, 100 hours proven quality sleep? Spend more time with the family, outside, reconnect with nature. Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because every great day starts with the night before. And now save up to $800 on select Sleep Number 360 smart beds just for a limited time. Go in and ask about Sleep IQ technology. How do I get my Sleep Number? You can connect with them at Sleep Number. Go to a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com/Patrick.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The fully electric EQS sedan from Mercedes-Benz is innovation on a magnificent scale. Available with the epic 56-inch touch-sensitive hyperscreen. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS.